What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Hi, Scout.
Hi, babe. How are you?
Do you think we should ever change our intro song, or do you think it's like should just stay that way forever?
I guess so, forever and ever and ever
and ever and ever.
Oh man,
how are you? Let's talk about how you are.
Oh,
are you
don't
just
talk
like
about
first
me.
Of all,
let's
I just
you.
Got
what's
the
going on in your world. What are you doing?
Dude,
what's happening over
my
there?
My world is much less entertaining than your world.
I know. No, probably. I don't want entertaining anymore. Like I just like don't, I want a boring life. So what's happening with you? I'm more interested
first of all,
in you.
So guys, I'm sure you guys have already, if you listen, you know, I'm getting ready to leave next week.
Yeah, when do you leave? When do you come here?
I leave Wednesday.
Oh, so you're getting here the day before you film?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Oh, so you're going to, oh my God, Jacob's going to hate me. Okay, great.
Why?
Because, you know, he's dressing 33 characters.
Oh, I already talked to him.
He's got
he's
your
okay.
fitting.
He's fine.
I know he acts calm, but he's not.
Jacob is the wardrobe. I told him, I'm like,
out.
It's all good. I've got that one scene the first day of work, the first day that I'm there, and then I have off. So I'm like, we'll figure it out. It's all good. It's not, you know, it's just clothes. We'll make it happen.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy.
But you have
boy.
14 pages on your very first day.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Police precinct, which is like, honestly, the police precinct, it's a lot of walkie talkie.
Mm-hmm.
The bullpen obviously is, a little frustrating because there's a lot of eye lines going to multiple people. So we'll probably, mm-hmm. yeah, it's going to be, but like, dude, it's that fucking location was the most expensive out of all of them. Mm-hmm. They were trying to get us for 12 grand a day.
Wow.
Can't do that. So they gave me a deal, which was probably really nice that I went to all these locations and met with all these people. So they gave mm-hmm. me a deal. We got it for cheaper. But we can't have 2 days at the police station. And then I did move. I moved some scenes because of exterior. Like I moved one exterior scene that was going to be in a car. And I was like, no, it's in the police station. Then they let us, for the grace of God, do our morgue scene there because they've got a morgue.
Yeah. Oh, like, good.
Thank God.
There's a morgue at the police station?
So it's a soundstage.
This place,
they shot
Great.
Teen Wolf. Guys, they shot Teen Wolf.
Woohoo.
So it's all the Teen Wolf sets.
Oh, the TV show.
Mm-hmm. TV show.
Got it.
Yeah, so it's a pretty dope police station. I fought for that fucking police station. Yeah, I think day one is obviously going to be like a learning curve. You know, it's really, and if any of my crew are listening to this, I understand, and I know I've said this to you guys multiple times, that I get what an ordeal this is. And to actors, I get it. It's not ideal to start at a new place every day. So yeah. Loading in and loading out. So then technically really like my 12 hour day goes down to like, I'm just in my brain and in my DP's brain. Who's out there right now? I was like, hi, I got to take a break. I have to record this podcast. I'll be back and we can continue the chat list. So Andy, you're fucking awesome. You don't listen to my fucking podcast. I don't even know I'm shouting out to you.
You know, my original deal was only for 8 hours a day, right?
Yes, but it's not. Like, that's what I was trying to tell them. It's not. So per SAG, because of the rate, you will not be 8 hours. It'll be 12 hours every day. So it's just double that. Yeah. But for some reason, they do 8 hours. And I'm like, but that's, we're not going to do 8 hours.
I know.
So why are you even saying it?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I was like, it's not 8 hours. Yeah. It's 12 hours. So.
Yeah. So it's double. Yeah. For some reason, they just don't do it that way. I was like, but that doesn't make any sense. But okay, whatever. That's the least of my fucking worries, okay? The deal memos are the least of my worries.
I always, don't you love when like people think everybody makes so much money doing movies?
Fuck no.
You're like, you're probably not even getting paid.
I'm probably
for this.
Not going to get paid. Just yeah, because I'm spending all my money on other things.
For sure. Because you want to keep the money on the screen.
I have to, dude. You know,
of course.
LA sucks fucking balls.
Like, period. There's no reason
LA
to be here.
LA sucks dick. I can't wait to be out of this fucking place.
Isn't it so sad that you're like, I this is where Hollywood started.
God.
And it is the most unfriendly, unhelpful city to shoot a movie
in. Just money hungry. Like, everybody's greedy. Everyone's just like out for themselves here. It's just, like, where is like filmmaking and where
it's
I fell in love with it
business.
And it was like a group effort and like,
well, that's what happens on set. That's what you make it on.
Yeah,
you know,
but they're still, but
you're going to have to tell me what you need from me, if anything, when I'm there. Like, what do you know what you need yet? Or do you,
dude, I was just thinking this. I was, cause I talked to, I can't say who I have in this movie except for you. But I talked to another actor who's a well-known actor. Yes. And he's directed, he's an actor, and he just directed like his third movie, and he's like have you fallen out of love with it yet? And I was like, what do you, I was like, oh fuck, do you mean like in a way of like, I'm never doing this again? He's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I hit that like maybe like a month ago.
Oh my god, a month ago. You haven't even started yet,
dude. Danielle, you have no idea what I've been through. I can't wait to fucking tell you. I can't wait till your day off and I'm like, it's actually not your day off. You're just going to come here and we're just going to have a fucking glass of wine. Or I'm going to go to Anthony's and we're going to go in his fucking sauna that he has that you're going to have every day, which is fucking amazing. But then he was like, well, he's like, just wait till you start shooting. Then it's like a bad breakup. You're going to like forget all the bad shit. And then you're going to be like, this is so fucking cool. I want to do, I can't wait to do this again.
It's like having a child.
Yeah, yeah.
You get like fucking amnesia.
That's what
until
it is.
You do it again, then you're like, okay.
That's what it is.
Why
he asked
did
me
I
if I had
do
given
again?
Birth yet. He's like, do you have a kid? He's like, it's kind of like, I think what like a woman experienced with birthing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
You're like, you're miserable and you're in the middle of it. You're like, next time I want to do this, tell me not to, because I want to remember how fucking miserable I am. And then you do it again anyway.
You know, I think it's because
you'll be so proud of yourself.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like after, like you'll be more proud of the work you did because it's all you from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And how hard it is.
It's very hard. It's very hard.
It's very hard. Well, you're also wrangling a lot of actors.
This is very hard.
You don't know
hard.
Anyone's ego or requirements or you know, things that they will need or how they, you know, and you got a lot of actors in every scene.
Dude,
you know, there's a lot of,
this is ambitious.
It's not like there's just
for
two
my
people,
first
you
project.
Know? This is very ambitious. I saw you. I mean, yeah, it's very, very, very. It will get easier from here. You've just really thrown
yourself
into the
fire. That's what I was telling this actor. I was like, fuck, dude, if I can do this script with this amount of people, I can't wait to get onto a one location horror movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Of course.
I'll be like, this is fucking easy.
It's good
peasy.
For you. I love that about you. I'm the same way. You just got it. Get it over with.
Fuck
just
it.
Fucking give it to you. Just
fuck
do it.
It. Fuck
don't
it.
Be scared of anything. Just do it.
Yeah. Obviously, like I'm a fucking continuity snob, but like my mind is going, my poor fucking DP. I'm like, I had my makeup artist over here. I had a wardrobe over here. Like, I have, like, so many people, like, pulling me different directions and in other directions that I shouldn't be pulled, but I am pulled because I care about all these people, because a lot of crew and cast are friends. And, you know, people are doing me favors, but I also don't want people unhappy. And
yeah,
I also,
but you don't need, that's not your job.
I know.
That's
not your job. It's not
to
my
make
job.
Sure everybody's happy.
But it's my job because I'm like, wait, we can't do that. I'm not going to do that to them. We've got to figure out another way. What's that other way? So it is my job. So unfortunately, it is my job because I know all you bitches and I care about all you bitches. And
but also know that we can handle ourselves.
I know.
And we will go to the right people.
How do I shake that off? Not caring about people's
comfort.
It's not.
It's that your people have to understand that. That's why it's very hard to work with friends sometimes. You know, that's the problem, because you want to take care of them. And sometimes, like I told you, I found that my friends, unfortunately, that I brought on, not all of them, but, you know, half were my friends, half weren't. And the people that I was closest to were the ones that were the most difficult on set.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand, because I would never be that way on someone else's set.
I guess I'm hoping that that's not the case, because I don't think that's the case with all my friends. It's just, you know, the comfort side of it with, like, what
we're
given.
Well, you
don't
want them coming to you with all the problems, do you?
Huh?
They need to go to somebody else with the problems.
I think before I get to it being a problem, I'm trying to handle it before it becomes a problem. Or I think, like where they're putting you guys. You know, we don't have the budget for fucking trailers and stuff. And I get it. I've sitting in a fucking actor's holding.
Of course.
But, like, some of these actor holdings in these places, I'm like, wait, whoa. If I fucking was doing an ending of a movie and I was fighting, I'm not going to sit in a fucking tent outside. Fuck that. So that's when I go,
yeah.
No, we're not doing that. What are my other options? And they go, money. I'm like, What are my other options? Because I'm
like,
not doing that.
Where are the girls going to go to the bathroom that are not with the all of the boys?
Yes.
Is there a bathroom?
Yes.
Like, it's that kind of stuff.
So
I know it's silly.
That nobody,
it's silly. I know.
They think about it, but they're like, they're actors. We're not fucking monkeys, bro.
I know.
And but these
I'm not asking for, like, listen, I even said to my agent, I was like, I don't care about the dressing room. Like, whatever, I'll figure it out. I'm not going to be in my dressing room anyway.
Yeah, I know.
So
you don't even have time.
No, you're never. They're always worried about that. I'm like, no one's ever in their dressing room.
You're not
going
to have time.
Fuck no.
It was so nice. You know, it was so fucking nice. Because I'm just like, I worry about my friends. I worry about my crew. I just want everybody to be treated fairly and nice. And I hate that, like, on my first project.
Got to make your movie.
Sometimes people are like, I'm Ant's texting me nonstop. I'm recording. But sometimes
you shouldn't know what's going on with people's issues. You
I know
should
I shouldn't.
On,
I shouldn't.
On your
but
day.
On this project, I am. And so it's too late. I am. I know our budget. I know what's going on. And I just need to, like, I need to put my two cents, and, like, I get what people are saying about money, but it's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm already preparing myself, and Tom is so angry at me, preparing myself that I'm not going to probably get paid on this movie. And thank God I asked for more in the beginning, because, like, I'm just slowly going, take that from me. Make it happen. Thank you. Mm. Shut up and make it happen. And I'm so also so glad that I'm working with people like Amy and Damon that I know, and they've worked with me before. So they know I'm stubborn. Yeah. So they know when I go, Amy, just do it, please. I love you. And she'll go, okay. Like, you know, so it's like, I'm very fortunate in that way too.
You
but I'm also, I understand our budget and we're in Los Angeles, and that's what's really fucking us right now. Everybody.
Sometimes it's about being creative with.
Yeah.
How to maneuver things
squibs?
To make it happen.
You think I'm going to be able to have squibs?
No.
Dude, the quotes.
Yeah, but what is it going to, what does it cost then in post
I
to
know.
Do the effects?
The,
like
the
what
quotes,
you have to weigh it out.
The quotes here are redonkulous.
Yeah.
This one guy quoted us, I'm not going to get into the budget, but he was like, we went to like the bare minimum of what we could get. And because it's LA County, We have to have a fireman there.
That's why I said to you, I go, I couldn't help you with the police station because of all of the permits and shit that was that's required.
Oh, we already have to have permits everywhere. Everywhere permits.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Just add 3 grand to your day.
Whatever craziness because it's an operating police station.
Yeah. It's absurd.
And
it's
honestly, really you'll have more time if you're doing it in post than if you were to do it on the day doing all of those effects. Cause the time to set up and safety toxin, I mean, you're going to have all that stuff anyway, but
yeah,
but it's probably better to,
but it's, it just like kind of makes me think about like, you know, when you and I in this genre of horror, how many times we've been on set in different places and we've had squibs on our body. And we've done, and there's no fucking fire marshal or fucking water tank just in case we blow up. There's nothing nearby.
I've told you I've never done squib. I've never had a squib on me. I've always never done it. I've been too afraid.
I'm a multiple bitch, and I've never had any of this stuff on backup. I never even knew I could get injured.
Random movies in fucking in places you shouldn't be working, like Russia and Thailand and fucking God knows wherever else, and God knows what could happen to you. I only have done one movie aside from Canada, out of the United States of America. And it was a very, very, very large budget movie because I was always too afraid to do any low budget movie where you could end up being held prisoner or die or something awful could happen.
I don't know if this is going to, like, when I go back to my therapist after this and I go, hey, I need to reevaluate how much my life is worth to me because I don't think that I think when about you, that when I when put myself get in situations. Married
and you have kids, all that will change anyway. You will be like, I can't do that because something could happen.
So
it'll happen regardless.
Your first day is a fucking walk in the park. Fuck
dude,
you.
Almost every day. So it's fuck the second you. Or third day. Yeah, I think it's the second day that I work where I'm just, it's the big ending stuff where I'm just kind of there. That's what I mean. If there are things that you need me to do.
Great. Yeah. You want a PA? You want to fucking do crafty?
When I'm there, I'll do whatever you want.
Great. That's another thing. Like we've because of the strike, because of COVID, things are tripling. Even little old PAs, like what they're requesting here in the LA County. They're like, it's almost like actor rates. I'm like, wait a minute. Actors aren't even making that. Wait a minute. My actors are not making that.
Let me tell you,
you're asking for
I pay
triple?
My housekeeper, the woman that comes and cleans my house twice a month, she makes double in the day that I'm going to get paid for the day.
Fuck. I guess I should have understood, like I should have understood, like babysitters are getting paid fucking bank here in LA.
Well, for all you listening, like to be transparent, the SAG rate for this budget of a movie is $240 a day.
Yeah.
So I will be working for $240 a day. And that is not including the 10% that my agent will take from that, which is a whopping $24, but they still will take the $24. and the fact that I'm being hired as a local because we're friends, but I'm actually coming from out of state, which means I will be,
I got
thank
you
goodness,
a place,
I'm
bitch.
Able to, you got me an awesome place,
I
but
did.
You know, I've
got, and you got a car
my,
rental.
Pay for my food and my
guess
gas and all,
for that
you know.
Car rental. Okay. You remember when I said I'm not getting paid? Do you remember when I offered you more money? Everybody?
Yes.
I offered Danielle more money. I said, I will give you, I also offered a couple other
people. No, I'm not
going to
take money from you, bitch.
But
that's
like,
crazy.
Why did balloons just pop up?
There's balloons.
Why?
I know. What did you do?
I did this. That's
guys,
so
if
weird.
You're on Patreon,
so strange.
Scout does weird hand signals
but
and things
happen.
But that's
just me. That's just me because I know. I
you
know
make everybody
what
happy.
It is.
I would do it too.
I'm very aware. So that's why I've already have. I'm like you want money? You want money?
Literally, my agent when he called, the first thing he said to me is, "Just give me one good reason why you're doing this movie."
Scout Taylor Compton.
And I said, "Cause Scout's directing it." And he went, "Okay, that's a good enough reason." And I said, "And it's not a horror movie." And he was like, "Okay, that's another good reason."
This is really good for you.
Yeah, it's a great.
You
role.
Know, everybody thought I was playing Laura. I thought you were going to bail
like,
on
really?
Me. I really did. I kind of had like a, for a second, I had like a
what?
Feeling. I was like, oh, Danielle's going to like say she doesn't want to do it anymore. Yeah. I had a little thing that I thought maybe you might do that.
No, I would never do that to you.
Brendan was so sweet yesterday. He finally came in and I went to his fitting and he gave me the longest hug. He was like, how are you doing? Mm. He just hugged me so tight. He was like, And like, it's people like that, that I'm just like, oh, this is why, like, this is why I'm doing this. It's because like that person, me, like we made a movie. We have a friendship. We love movie making. We didn't like how that movie turned out. So here we're trying to make something really, really cool. And it's only going to help other opportunities after this, which are already arising, but I just need to focus on this.
You can't go to school to learn what you're going to learn.
Yeah.
In this short period of time.
Yeah, no. No,
over
baby.
The next year, the amount of education that you're going to get from every department of stuff that you never thought you existed in your world of just being an actor.
Dude.
It's completely fucking different.
Can I tell you?
And like, it's invaluable.
Yeah. Like doing the tech scout. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
That was like brain knowledge that just like overload.
I mean, sitting with an editor and doing color correcting.
That's like going to be a whole thing that
makes,
world.
Changes the whole entire tone of your film. You know?
It's going to be a wild ride, dude. Be a wild ride.
When do they expect you to have post done?
Probably pretty quickly after. I think Damon and...
Do they have like, they give you like a film festival, like a breakdown of when things need to be delivered by?
Yeah, I think he likes to take it and kind of put his own edit and then send it to me. And then we kind of go through what I don't like, what I do like. I don't know. I've got to like figure that part out. There's obviously, you know, I'm going to mark my favorites and circle my favorites. Circle what I like, circle what I don't want. Yeah, so... It's going to be so crazy. What's going to be really crazy is those my first fucking week and those 3 days.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not looking. I'm like.
So Scout has
you cannot
12
say.
Hours from basically when the key is put in the lock to open the door of location.
That means everybody loads in.
Yes, loads everything in. And then...
Gets ready.
Realistically, it's like 3 hours, right? From like till you start shooting, from when you're
it's
loading
in. It's going to be we're aiming for an hour and a half, 2 hours.
To be able to block, and then you're going to have to light. And so then.
No. Get there, block, light while the actors are getting ready. And then hopefully 2 hours. Start filming.
So Rico was my second on a movie that I did like in LA 2 years ago, and he's great.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, I was like, Rico. I mean, I'm assuming that it's him because there's not very many. Have you met him yet?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have long hair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. He just hides and like hangs out like most seconds do.
He does hide, but I'm also like, you gotta like get the actors and like, you're the one who's like, hi, how are you? What's going on?
No, he does. Okay, he does. Cool. He totally does.
He
yeah.
And an
our
like
movie that I did
scout.
With him was like
where
a
is
fucking
Rico?
Shit show.
Where's Rico?
He's very like, he's hiding. Like chill, but on the day he'll be like, he'll make it happen.
Yeah,
but
he was
definitely like
quite a bit. I do love my production designer, Charlie. Charlie, he does like a lot of Asylum and Lifetime and stuff. So he's used to going and creating mm-hmm. things out of nothing. So like everything I was like, Charlie, can you do that? He's like, yeah, I can do that. Like, what can't you do, Charlie? He's like, I'll tell you. I'm like, but you've said yes to everything. Like, even putting, like, we're faking our police exterior to the soundstage, but like, the wood of those doors were swollen. So I was, so I had Tom looking on. Well, he just did it himself, which I love you, Tom, for doing that. He just looked on like eBay, but like Facebook Marketplace, and he's like, here's mm-hmm. some doors. And then Charlie's like, I was like, Charlie, can we change those doors? He's like, yeah. I'll put them on.
I was like, someone's got to go pick up the doors from somewhere on Facebook. Are you sending Tom to go pick them up or someone going to get
Charlie's
them?
Doing it. So it's like, it's.
Oh my
it's,
God.
Yeah. But I think that the big thing was obviously money. You know, it's interesting. Like a lot of actors have requests. It just kind of makes me.
Like what? Give me ideas of what people,
I can't,
what people
I
ask
can't,
for.
I can't.
Like
I can't.
What? I never
privately.
Ask for anything. What could I ask
privately.
For?
Exactly. I don't ask for anything. But a lot of people, like a few people, like really, maybe I just don't dive into my character enough.
Oh, it's character stuff?
Care? Yeah.
Like things that.
Uh-huh. What? Or like, or maybe I'm just like, well, on the day, whatever's around, I'll use. But it's interesting. Like some people are like,
oh,
I'm going to think
props.
Ahead and what would help me here which is cool. And a few people have done that. And I'm like, wow, do I just, do we just not care?
Do we just fucking wing it?
Do we just, yeah. I'm just so used to like, when I get on the set, what did you guys put here? Cool. Do I want to use anything? No, I don't. Or yes, I do.
I don't go into a shoot with any ideas.
Yeah, me neither. I don't work because that way.
I don't either because it nothing ever works out the way you think it's going to. So it's a waste of my energy.
Yeah.
I know my dialogue and on the day.
Yeah.
And I'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah.
Until I'm in the space, I have no fucking idea of, you know, what I'm planning on doing. That was like the first thing I learned in acting class. Like, don't come in with a night with a plan because someone else is going to do what you don't expect and going to get everything thrown off and you're going to be screwed.
Yeah. Yeah. I just found out, I mean, because we have already commented on it, that one of our locations is a strip club. And I had the thought, I was like, oh, is this boobies? Am I showing tatas? Oh, are we showing butts?
You would hope.
So we had to like look into that because I think it's a bump per SAG.
What does that mean?
Show tatas. But there's
what do you
like,
mean it's a bump?
Like in payment, but also there's like other things that add on to that. So I had to make that decision if like, am I seeing tits or are we just like sticking with butts and like, and then I have.
Are places like they don't serve alcohol if it's topless anymore. So if you have anybody drinking in it, it can't be topless.
We're having actresses come. Like we're hiring.
Yeah, no. I'm saying if you're thinking of like in real strip club terms, where your movie takes place or in general outside of Vegas, like in strip clubs, they're bikini bars if there's alcohol served. So if you're shooting and you're showing boobs, the characters shouldn't have anything to drink. It should be waters. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you're gonna have someone with a cocktail, they'd have to have their top on.
Yeah.
If you want it to make it like realistic.
Yeah.
Know?
So we made the choice that they're like, it's like a go-go place pretty much.
Yeah. Most places are just bikini bars.
But
anyway,
then I had like a lot of women sending me
tits.
Outfits. I'm just like, ah! I'm like, oh, that one out of the seven, we could go with that one. I'm like, or maybe more clothes on. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I'm like, who am I?
That's stuff you don't need to worry about.
Who am I, man? Who am I?
So what's your relationship like with Tom before? Are you taking the time to like do anything nice with him before you start working? So you guys make it to your wedding? Or have you done anything for him to make him do all the nice things that he's going to have to do for you over the next month?
Have I done anything for him?
I don't know. Have you blown him?
Oh, there was no.
Ordered dinner?
Yes, we've ordered dinner. We've gone to dinner. We've done that kind of stuff.
You. Have you ordered dinner?
Yeah.
With like, have you done, made an effort to make something special?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have. I have other things, Danielle, that I'm learning.
I know,
right now.
But you need him.
He is. He's been very, very awesome and he's been very helpful and he's got a lot of things going on with his, it's a big stunt movie. So he's got a lot of things that he's trying to organize and he obviously is like, you know, he does previs tomorrow and then he takes some of the actors to the shooting range and organizing that sort of stuff and all actor schedules and who's here, who's not. And I'm just like, it's just like, it's all a big old headache. I think after this, we're going to go on a vacation for like a week.
It's called You're Going to Get Married.
Well, we're not getting married for another month and a half after this.
So, yeah, but you're going to go right into post.
I know, but like, at least I'm going to have like a good, like maybe 4 days, 5 days off. So we might just go and do something. After, I think, is what we're going to do. I don't know, man. How's everything going on your end?
This is my first time leaving. This is the first time that I've left for 2 weeks without, since my kids have been born.
Ooh. Are you excited to like kind of work
on
a project?
My kids are old enough now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, 2 weeks is a, listen, I have, you know, I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. Like 2 weeks of mom not here is a long time.
What are you doing with your arms right now? What's happening?
I'm hot in here.
Are you trying to show your guns right now?
Dude, my arms are like crazy.
What's
Look
going
at that.
On? Are you working out?
Yeah, I'm cleaning my house.
What? Is that
I'm telling
it?
You.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I can't get arms like that.
But I have like really good muscle memory. Like I've always had, David's been telling me forever. That's why I'm like, I need to compete. Like I need, if I actually worked out how I used to,
mm-hmm.
I could be like in competition stuff. So I'd love to get to that point. But I mean, I've been home for the first time, like really the last 2 months because we traveled so much, you know, the last couple of years with me moving and then trying to make up, you know, work and do cons and make money up for essentially like rebuilding my life, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't have time to like get my shit together, get my house together, get whatever together. So this is the first time that I've really been here and I've been busting my balls, like my doing stuff, like putting shit away and purging stuff and changing rooms and like hanging stuff and just things that making my home for the first time
in
a long time. And then like, I don't sit down, you know?
Yeah.
So for the moment I wake up in the morning, which is at like 5:30 or 6:00, I'm not till like 3:00. Either I'm having sex or I'm taking a nap or having sex and taking a nap. And that's it.
Everyone's like, I'm sorry, what? Having sex? You can fit that in?
Having sex and taking a nap.
All these moms are like, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Having sex.
Dude, I gotta do it in the middle of the day because I won't do it at night. I'm too fucking tired. Sorry. That's it. I can't do it at night.
All right, guys. If Danielle can do it, why can't we figure it out, y'all? Why can't all of us figure it out?
You can't find 20 minutes, 30 minutes in the middle of the day.
I'm just like, my brain is so fried and my body is so exhausted and my brain can't think of anything else or just wants to shut down that I'm just like, I don't even think I can talk to my vagina right now to have it right now. It's fucking bleeding out. Sorry, guys. So I don't want to hear that. I'm not even like, I'm like, ah. So I waited too long and now I'm, rah. And then I'm going to be filming. And then I've got my DP staying here. So.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you got to.
He was supposed to stay at Anthony's house. Maybe scoot on over. There's two sections and two beds, so maybe my DP is gonna stay right there.
I know.
David would really love that.
Oh yeah, no. David, actually, just... I think my friend Davina is gonna stay on the weekends with me. So at least the 2 days that I have off.
What the fuck?
What else am I gonna do? I'm gonna be sitting there.
No, you're gonna fucking come over to my house.
Oh, okay.
On my one day off Saturday, on our one day off.
You don't want me to come over to your house on your day off? You're going to be like, bitch, I'm sleeping and hopefully you're fucking. But other than that, you don't want me up in your house.
No.
I'm going to be like, let's record.
I'm going to be prepping for the fucking next week and hoping that it doesn't bone me that it's raining. Do you know, that's another situation. I'm like looking at the weather and it's changing. It's like raining Friday and Saturday.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, so my Saturday is exterior.
hope you have raincoats.
Like, I can't make that work in my story because we're shooting this so fucking out of order. So if it's raining here, it has to rain. I can't. Yeah. This is it's a fucking nightmare. It's a fucking.
Should I read some questions?
Yeah, sure, man. Read some questions.
Give you a break to check your text messages for all of your work stuff that's probably coming through.
I don't understand this as I'm talking.
Okay, so this is actually, there's a lot of questions in here, and I thought it was cool. So this is from Mandy, and she says, I've been making my way through all of your episodes after first listening since your Halloween Ends episodes. I just finished the episode with Lauren Lavera. I love hearing stories from set. A question that popped into my head while listening. You all three said you bring your makeup kits to set just in case. What are key things in your set kit? Either acting or directing. Any surprises or tricks that you've learned? Like in the movie Miss Congeniality, they say hemorrhoid cream for under eye bags. Thank you. P.S. Scout, what is in your Disneyland day bag? LOL. P.S. Please come back to do a live at Flashback Weekend in Chicago. P.S. My fiance love the 1.5 eps with your dudes. Awesome guys. You guys and can hear their love and admiration for you in their voices. Here's another P.S. Here's a scary movie setting for your list of ideas. Former state insane asylum in Michigan. Now a bougie mixed use development for rich millennials and Gen Z. Shops, restaurants, yoga, wellness, hotel, condos, apartment, wedding venue, farmer's market, etc. If the houses on Haunted Hill was renovated, I could give you all the rights to write the heck out of this idea. That sounds interesting.
Oh.
Okay, so what is your What's in your just in case bag?
So I always show up to set, and I work with the same makeup artist, so she knows me, is the eye patches, pixie eye patches that you can get from Target. They come in like five different kinds for puffiness, for energy, for like all different things. They're pixie, they're green. You can find them at Target. That is my go-to in the morning. But I mean, honestly, my thing is like, I just have to make sure I pack my concealer because they tend to like, my nose tends to... Like they tend, like when they put makeup on and they don't know my face, I can become very masculine, like very masculine. And they always shade my nose wrong. I like to contour my nose. It doesn't look so big on screen.
Your nose doesn't. Like you do not have a big nose. Nor does it look big on screen.
It does on screen.
It doesn't. Yes, it
does. Well, yeah, that's not when I don't get filler. Okay. You get like a little filler, go boop.
Oh my God, that's crazy. So I just had, it was so interesting. So my one of my biggest like insecurities growing up, like doing movies, was my eyebrow, right?
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
My eyebrows are very overactive.
I hate when they overdo it.
When my eyebrows are drawn in too much, especially if they draw them in dark, and then with how active they used to be before I found Botox in my mid-30s, actually, and was dating someone that was like, you know, have you ever tried Botox in that eyebrow? Because it's kind of all over the place. And I was like, oh, you know what? I actually hadn't even thought about it. That would be like a thing I could do for acting to get it to stop. And especially when I'm like doing, I feel like when I go in for my coverage, it gets worse. And that just could be just me. But it's really distracting. Even if you just type my name in and then the letter E, it'll come up eyebrow. And you'll see like all these still screenshots from movies, screen grabs of my eyebrow, like all the way up here. So I found a person here who my mom actually sent her to. I got my eyebrows microbladed. I had them done in LA years and years and years and years ago just to fill in when I decided to grow them in. But she did them here. It's called a nano brow. And it's just tattoo gun and it's just little hair strokes to fill in the areas that were, you know, because I would get them waxed and then I would tint them instead of having them put makeup on set because it would always look, I would look like a drag queen or I'd look like Elvira or, I mean, I don't even know if that's like just dark, dark, dark. Horrible eyebrows. So I just did, I don't know if you can see them right now, but I'll post a picture too when I air this episode. But she just did them and I had two sessions with her and my eyebrows look so fucking good right now.
Nice.
That I you have to come and like you'll never need to put anything on your eyebrows ever again once you do this. I mean, I guess every couple of years you'll have to get it done.
I have really thick eyebrows.
You don't fill them in or do anything with your eyebrows?
I do a little bit because they're starting to bald.
Yeah, see, it was just the spots underneath the middle. But anyway, it's called Symmetry Brow Bar. Mm. And I'll have to send you a picture. I'll tag her. But I found her online and I went to get it done and she's in Austin and she just fucking knocked it out. Because it's scary.
Yeah,
you're like, someone's tattooing, you know? Yeah. God forbid, like if it's too dark or it looks whatever, like that's on my face.
Yeah.
But I trusted her and she did such a good job. And now I don't have to worry about looking like a crazy person or like I'm super angry. But other than that, I bring my whole makeup bag the first day.
That's great.
I always come with my hair done.
Oh.
However I want it.
Well,
I always blow it out and curl it.
Paige is fucking awesome. She's the best. Like she is the
best. I know. She's your girl.
Yeah. She's like.
But is she doing everybody?
Yeah. But she'll do like, you know, the people that are in like. Yeah, she'll focus on the people that I tell her to focus on.
I mean, you've got mostly guys. You only have two girls, right?
No, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4. We got five girls.
Five girls.
Yeah. Yeah, just not in your stuff.
Oh, right.
I mean, kind of in a couple, but yeah. No, you're not in the police station stuff, so we've got a lot of women there. We've got three.
Oh, yeah.
Three girls at all time. But they're all different. Like obviously tomboy and one's like semi girly. Concealer. And then for some reason, people love to like, I don't like eyeliner underneath my fucking eyeball.
Yeah, I know, me neither. And they always
do that. They always do that.
On your waterline or whatever.
Yeah. And it always just makes me look more rough.
Right.
Like there's a reason that I play rough characters. Right. I've got a face that like, you know. So like if you add
I always have eyelash extensions on. I always have hair extensions and eyelash extensions because I don't want to have to wash my hair a lot when I'm working. I want it to just stay and it'll only stay if it's fake and it's curled. So I actually put in a little bit longer for this role. But so always have my eyebrows already done, eyelashes already on so I don't have to worry about it. And then hair is already done when I come. And then I just the general like always bring my powder, always bring my lip liner that I like. And that's pretty much it, like as far as that stuff. I will sometimes bring like a curling iron in the bag if I'm just, you know, just to see if like my hair falls or whatever. You just don't know.
Yeah, you just don't know who you're dealing with.
And then if they kick ass, then the next day I come to set with my hair wet and nothing on my face.
Yeah, and then they're like, wait a minute.
It's like, just take care of me, blow dry, blow me dry.
They're like, wait a minute. You were I won't do that to you, don't worry. And now you're not done.
Don't worry, I won't do that to you.
So this time that we had that was going to be... It's now doubled. My Disney bag.
Yeah, what's in your bag? And ears. How was it? Did you get hammered?
Disney ears. No, okay. I can't fucking bring in like alcohol
anymore.
No,
I mean when on your birthday that you went this last this weekend, did you get hammered? No.
No, I didn't. I mean, I had my micheladas, but I did not get hammered. I think I was the only one who was drinking a lot. Everybody was like, okay, go scout. I was like, yeah, I need it. You have no fucking idea. But yeah, I have my ears. I've got a shit ton of money.
Money? They don't take cash there.
I know. I always forget every time. Every fucking time. My
cards. Credit card.
My ID for drinking.
Do you buy stuff from the gift shop when you're there? Mm-mm. Do you have like a thing you get every time you go?
Sometimes, but not really. No. It's just for, usually I stuff in that little baby backpack as a jacket because it gets cold. No. But my plan is to eat all day there and drink all day there. That's my plan.
The food's so gross there, though. What do you eat?
Are you fucking kidding me? It's awesome. Oh, my God.
What is awesome there? It's gross.
Birria tacos are fucking amazing. And they've got this grilled cheese with birria. It's amazing. Their fucking macaroons with, like, raspberries are great. Their cream cheese pretzels. Their Dole Whip with, like, chamoy.
The Dole Whip, yes. But where are you eating?
Chamoy and tahine.
Wait, where are you? Are you getting this stuff inside Disneyland?
Yeah.
Or in the, like... Like the outside where the food...
No,
like,
inside Disney.
Downtown Disney. Really?
Yeah. There's food in Disneyland.
I know. You know, maybe because I have kids, I'm always like eating it fucking, you know, Woody and Buzz Lightyear, like chicken fingers and fries. Yeah, no, and like,
know
what I mean?
And now there's you can order on your app. So you can order and then go pick it up at a certain time. So you can order actual meals. Yeah, bitch, what are you doing?
That's so
crazy. That's awful. Ew, chicken fingers and fries. No.
I pack sandwiches. I know that's weird. I'm like that person.
No. Oh, well, I don't have kids yet. I'm going for the food. The food is fucking bomb. The food and drinks. The food is bomb.
I couldn't imagine going to Disney. Like, isn't it concession food?
No, it's not. No. Like, I mean, I don't go to those places. Like, I go and get like the things that I enjoy every time. Like, I get the birria tacos with my michelada. And then I go get a cream cheese pretzel with mustard, which I don't think you like. And then I go get my Dole Whip with chamoy and tahine and fruit. And then I go, I take a break. And then I get another michelada. And then I go get my grilled cheese birria dipped thing with my macaroon with raspberries.
Oh my gosh.
Michelada.
Oh my gosh, you just eat.
I just fucking eat. They also have a cone with mac and cheese. Oh my God, that fucking thing is bomb.
Oh my God, the only thing that I eat at Disneyland that I love is frozen bananas.
What? You can get that chocolate covered at a gas station.
No, you can. You can't get chocolate covered frozen bananas covered in nuts at a gas station.
I mean, that's so bland. You can buy them at the grocery store. Oh my God, I need to take you. I did you ever go to Epcot?
Yeah, but I'm not like a, it doesn't taste like good food to me. Yes, Epcot, but like, it doesn't like, I don't know. It doesn't taste like you're actually in France eating a crepe. Like it tastes like Disneyland crepes. Like it's not.
Are you drinking around the world?
It's not the same.
So it tastes like it?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not drinking that much. I don't drink enough to have it be like an amazing experience. Oh, so I don't know.
Maybe that's why.
I can't eat
that
much.
Maybe I'm fucking wasted and I'm like, nom, 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 nom.
Maybe. Everything's better when you're drunk.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. When I start the day, it's really good. Funny.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Okay, there was a question that I did see on here that we just got sent. Do you want to read it from Butler? I think that was the name, yes. Butler or something.
Yes. My name is Marquise. I don't want to waste too much of your time. Is this the new one
that you found
just came
in? Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yes. Have you ever experienced heartbreak from someone you thought was going to be your life partner? And how did you deal with it? And how long did it take? I'm 26 years old and experienced it for the first time. And I'm just devastated. And I feel like I wouldn't be able to find anyone else like the woman I was with, and just on the verge of giving up on relationships. Love you guys. I've been watching your movie since I was a kid, and being able to listen to the podcast while at work is a huge blessing for me. I hear the amazing advice you guys give others, and just your lives and stories in general inspires me to be a better person each day. Love you guys, and thank you for all that you do, and have a blessed week. Oh, that's so sweet. Listen, yeah. This too shall pass.
Yes.
You'll get over it. You're going to think every relationship is going to feel devastating, and then, you know, the next one comes and you're like, oh, okay, well, that wasn't.
But
like,
it does
gone.
Take time to get over that, especially if it's like what somebody says, it takes however long you've been with that
half
person,
amount of years.
It takes double. So if you've been with that person 3 years, it's going to take like a good 6 years to like not get over, but like never like think about them in that way. It just takes longer.
Oh my God. I had a dream the other night. So weird. Every one of my ex-boyfriends, mm-hmm. not every, but all the like main major ones were in my dream.
Why?
I don't know what we were doing, but it was like I was going through each one of my relationships and what my relationship with that particular person was like.
Probably because you're writing your book.
Yeah, probably. With each one, it's so different. You know, all of those relationships look so different. And then there's some that like don't, like I was with Kobe probably the longest out of, about the same, I guess, as all the other ones. They're all like, you know, 3 to 5 years, essentially.
Yeah.
And I don't really have many like stories or memories or like anything really specific that stands out. Like he's never in my dreams. Like he specifically doesn't really pop into my dreams very often. Mm. Actually was someone that I had liked when I was like 14 mm-hmm. Was in the dream too. Like it went all the way back to people that weren't, I wasn't in like relationships with, but people that I had liked over the years or had a crush on or maybe shared like, a teenage kiss one night and then it never went anywhere kind of thing. But it was really crazy how I'd gone through like the list, the Rolodex of all of the people. Yeah. You know, so I went to the gynecologist the other day and
pivoting.
Yes, because I thought this was interesting. They have the questionnaires. One of the questions was, how many sexual partners have you had?
I was trying to figure this out too.
What is it relevant to? Why does my gynecologist need to know
That's
how many
strange.
Partners I've had
Did
in
you
my
go,
past?
Fuck off.
I didn't answer it.
None of your business.
I was like, what does it matter?
That
like,
can help you with my vagina?
I can get pregnant and get an STD and get whatever, whether I've had 500 or one. All it takes is one.
Yeah.
So what does it matter how many? Does it change
well,
the protocol?
I did come to the conclusion that I've had more partners than Tom.
You had to come to that conclusion?
No, I think we were, I don't know when it, when we were talking about it. We were talking about it just not as anything. And yeah, I don't think I ever said my number, but.
No. What yeah. Are you out of your mind? The fuck does anyone, no one needs to know any of this. None of anyone's business.
I think when he said his, I was like, okay. I
it's like
think,
that. No, you know what you
not
do?
That much
you
just more,
go,
but like,
oh, good. Okay. Good. You're way more than me. That's what you do, Scout.
I can't
That's
lie.
That's what you do, Scout.
I can't lie.
Well.
I'm the worst.
Well, you don't, I mean, you don't need to
yeah,
say. It doesn't do anybody any good to you. Talk about any of that shit. It's
I don't
none
know
of,
why
it doesn't matter
up. It
what
came
happened.
Up for some bizarre, weird reason.
What happened before you're in a relationship
yeah.
doesn't have anything to do with your current relationship.
Speaking of your eyebrows.
Yes. Yes.
I bought this so long ago.
Ooh. Oh, God. You don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it to yourself. Are you out of your mind? Lamination. I did it. I hate. I did it. I didn't do it to myself. I had it done.
I bought this so long ago and it's just sitting
don't,
here.
Don't do it, Scout.
Sitting here. So stupid.
I looked like crazy. I was in a windstorm. And it wouldn't go away.
Oh,
it was
my God.
Like, it was like, poof on my face. Like it literally was like, it was crazy. And it's very hard to take care of. You have to brush them like 20 times a day and they get straight and they grow back weird. And I'm not a fan of lamination.
Oh
and I
God,
love my
I love
eyebrows.
It. I love it. All right. Do you
and
have
you
a
wanna
case?
Do you want to do it to yourself?
Do you have a case?
No, because we're out of time, bitch.
We have 10 minutes.
No, we don't.
I have 49 that- minutes.
No.
Can you pop
Wait,
this
no,
off in 10
more,
minutes
I have
or should
more
we get
questions.
Another one? Look at how weird I look in glasses. Look at how big my nose looks.
Yeah, it looks big in with those glasses.
Massive. With any glasses. When I become blind, I'm fucked.
No, you just don't have giant black square.
Hey, guys.
Can you
these
see
David's.
What
those? David's gave me, David gave me these.
He did. Of course he did. They're awful. He gave you those? Really?
He,
for
he was
what?
Wearing those for like, I don't, wasn't this David? No.
I don't think so.
I think so.
He has big, big glasses though.
I think it
those
was.
Are cute though.
Yeah, I'll give them to you. They're yours.
I mean, I have like the Wayne's World glasses with my hat on anyway.
You're not wearing glasses, right, for this?
No.
Thank you.
I would have to have special ones.
Ah.
Otherwise, you would see the camera in them and
yeah.
we'd be fucked.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You know. So here's a question from
yes.
the doctor. Says the doctor, hi, Scout and Danielle, my favorite final girls. I would be very much appreciated if you would read my name. Is Owen from Belfast, Northern Ireland. I just want to say how much I love the podcast. It's fucking awesome the way you both are so brutally honest and truthful about everything. It's my favorite podcast ever, and I have a question for you both. Do you think I will ever find that special lady in my life? I am 41 and never even had a first date, and I wouldn't go any of those dating apps because I would get the psycho. Well, Scout is on them, was on them. I would get the psycho. I don't think any woman will ever love me enough to have sex with me Aww. Because I have AI of these symptoms, all of these symptoms. He lists a whole bunch of stuff, but it doesn't. Poor balance and poor hand and eye coordination and all kinds of other things.
My heart.
Yeah, registered partially sighted because I have social anxiety. I can't really talk to anyone, especially women. I have social anxiety because I was bullied at school. When the staff were around, they would pretend to be my friend. And when they left, they would go back to calling me names. Then I was in class one day and the teacher started talking about bullying. I just broke down crying and couldn't stop. Not long after, the bullying stopped. If I hadn't had the breakdown and I didn't have wrestling, TV shows, and movies, I would have had one less listener. But I'm glad I didn't because I am now a godfather, uncle, and honorary uncle. So he's from Northern Ireland. I love Ireland. Oh, you know, people will love you for who you are, and there's someone out there for everyone. There really is. And you
yeah.
just got to change your way of thinking and put yourself out
That's
there.
That's what it is. You
I mean,
really have to change your way of thinking. I mean, obviously, you've been shown fucking bullshit in your past, but
yeah.
you can't let that get to you, and you really can't just think about that negative. Like, my friend Derek... He's big on like thinking positive and like manifesting and all that stuff. And he's just like, dude, if you think about it, if you just really, really think about it every single day, I deserve this. This is who I am. This is what I deserve. I'm this way. I'm positive. It's just bound to start. Your energy is bound to start shifting. I'm
I mean,
really bad at
ever,
that.
Did you watch The Secret? Did you watch The Secret? That was like a thing. I think you might have been a little bit too young when that was like a thing. It's a book and then a movie, documentary, whatever, called The Secret. And I think you should watch it because that's 100% what it's about. And it became like this big movement of essentially the power of positive thinking. You manifest what you think. So, you know, put it out there. It's like vision boards, dream boards, all of that stuff. Then it became obviously like, if I look back at my Pinterest board, my life has mirrored a lot of that stuff that I had put, you know, from babies back in the day. Like I dreamed of having, you know, two boys. And I mean, back then I was like twins. But that's before when I was crazy and thinking that I could carry two children at one time. I just wanted to do it and be done with. Oh my God, let's not even get into fucking Alabama and all that shit that's going on right now with the IVF and all of that. That's like, I can't. I did watch something or read something the other day. It's not necessarily a true crime, but it was fascinating. And it reminded me of this when he was talking about bullying. If I can remember exactly, I don't know what I saw it on or if I was where I read it, but it was about this boy and his substitute teacher in school made fun of him in class. So he waited until she went to the bathroom and he followed her into the bathroom and you could see him checking his pocket for something before he goes into the ladies' room. He went into the ladies' room and he came out 10 minutes later. Yeah.
I think I heard about this.
Not only did he stab her, but he pulled her clothes off. He pulled her underwear off and because he wanted her to be embarrassed. He wanted to humiliate her and he made some comment about, but the way he did it was so fascinating just to see the footage of because at first it was his parents reported him missing after school because he never came home from school. And then this teacher was reported, who was 24, was reported missing later on that night. So everybody was looking, not putting the two together. And then this boy was found and by police randomly thinking, oh, there's the boy that's been lost. And then they asked him to, you know, empty out his pockets. And when he emptied out his pockets, he had the girl's driver's license and her wallet. And he had, I guess, used her debit card as well, who he had killed in the bathroom. But he killed her in the bathroom, comes out of the bathroom with like blood, like bloody, but had changed his clothes. And then like goes back into the bathroom, is seen getting a garbage pail, going back into the bathroom with a garbage pail, puts her body into the garbage pail, has now changed his clothes again, and wheels her out of the school into like a wooded area by the school and shallow grave and dumped her there. And then took off and got himself on a Burger King or food and went to see a movie and was just like chilling. Oh. And then when they found him, they had asked him, you know, where there was some blood on him, where the blood had come from. And he had said, it's from the girl. And he confessed to everything and then said that it was his turn to be the teacher now. And he led them to the area where she had been, you know, dumped. And not only was she brutally killed. Oh, and here was the other thing. This is what was fascinating, when the janitors went into the ladies' room, their English was so bad that when they went to the superintendent to say that there was blood all over the ladies' room, they didn't understand that they were talking about, like someone was murdered in the bathroom.
Oh.
They thought of it as a woman got her period. So the superintendent told the janitors, just clean it up. So they cleaned all of the evidence.
Oh my.
So there was nothing. I mean, obviously there was still some stuff there, but most of it had already been removed. So they were saying there was blood in the bathroom stall, and the superintendent thought that it was
it was blue. Those cleaners going, I know what I'm doing here, but like I'm gonna do it, but like should I be doing this?
Blood everywhere.
Oh my God.
I mean, I think he switchblade her but he also shoved, when they found her body, she had like sticks shoved up her vagina as well. Again, I don't remember where I just saw this and was like, and watching the video footage of how all the pieces were put together and kind of like how calm and cool he was and, you know, when he had showered and how he changed his, like, it just seems so thought out. But yet I feel like that stuff happens in the spur of the moment. Like who's taking the time to think things through that clearly?
A lot of people do. A lot of people plan it out. Have you not watched that?
Would you know where to go get a garbage pail? Like, you're at a school. Yeah. Like, you just killed somebody in the bathroom.
Probably, like, a lot. Like, even, like, think of school shootings. Like, those fucking kids, like, know who they are going for, know the layout, know where they want to go, like, know the person's, like, schedule. Like, you know, it's just, like, some people are that way. Did you not see that video of this killer that was planning on killing his family, but he was making a documentary of him building his hideout for afterwards, where he was going to stay?
Oh, shit. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Like, he filmed it documentary style, which is an idea of mine.
So creepy.
Did you fucking steal it? But anyways, but like, like, shit, like, people, like, I think majority of these people, serial killers, think this shit out. Plan this shit out.
This is like a kid. This was like a 14-year-old boy.
Did you not fucking watch our Halloween?
In school. Yeah.
Did you not watch our Halloween?
Yeah.
Sometimes it starts younger and younger now.
It's
and I think there's signs. I think there are fucking signs. And,
yeah,
and
of course there are.
And also there are not signs. And I don't know. It's just like, it's crazy when like kids like are having these thoughts. But that's why I also think it's like shit that they're on TV now for children and kids that I'm like in video games and stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God, this shit is so intense. This wasn't like this when I was a kid.
No.
Like, you know, like this shit's intense, feeding into our children's brains constantly at a young age.
Yeah. And adults' brains, too.
I know.
Hence your crazy TikToks.
Yeah. It's a weird time, I think. And I think it's only going to get weirder, especially with AI. Yeah. My God. Like things are going to get so strange. I think like things are going to be so disconnected. Everything's going to be so like robotic. I've said it before, like we're all gonna end up being Wally in those fucking chairs. Yeah. Fucking like not working out and just like living and a chip in our brain, and we're just gonna be doing things like we're just gonna like turn into mush if we make it that far before the fucking earth explodes. So
no, the earth will explode first.
Who knows?
We won't be here for any of that stuff.
Who knows?
Hopefully our kids won't be there.
Can't wait to see you and start this adventure.
I know. Let me know what you need from me. Hopefully we'll be able to record when we're there.
We should.
Something.
We should record one.
If we don't,
what are you leaving? When's your last day?
The 11th?
Oh, so you're not staying for the end. So you're not staying for the wrap party. I forgot.
No.
Not be there for the red body. It'll be at Anne's house.
I will not. Oh, well, you have a place to stay.
Yeah.
once I leave.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Oh, we're going to be. Oh, and we're not allowed to post anything from set. I had to sign the NDA.
This is going to be big, dude. I don't think you get it. Like, we've already got like interest in sales, and like, it's going to be a biggie. We're hoping
they could take a picture of you and I on set.
Yeah,
nobody,
obviously for posting for after purposes, and they're already talking about and like press stuff and like all that stuff. So it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be really cool. I think it's gonna be really great. I just have to fucking execute it.
They continue.
I love how everything's ready, and now I'm like, okay, but I still have to film it. Okay, as long as we know that. Great. All right. Happy Tuesday, God. Everybody.
Happy Tuesday.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.